How about them Sooners? Didn't really need magic, but it's fun to put it in the title because Oklahoma owns Alabama's ass, Kalen DeBoering's ass. Can't blame this one on Jalen Milroe, can you? No, sir, you cannot. Oklahoma alive and well for the college football playoff. May have just punched their ticket to the playoff. Got to take care of business down the stretch. And Alabama still alive and well for the SEC championship, still alive for the college football playoff. But margin for error gone for Alabama, as both these teams are 8-2 now after Oklahoma wins 23-21. Snaps the longest winning streak in the country. Who's got more impressive road wins than Oklahoma? At Tennessee, dark mode, at Alabama. I mean, these are big-time wins right here. Maybe not, you know, again, you could argue at Alabama, one of the best wins of the season in all of college football. So, baby, Sooners are in as of today. Got to finish the deal, right? We'll see how they look against Missouri and LSU, and we'll also see what this beautiful bastard thinks about them Sooners. Or maybe not. No.
Sorry, man. Oklahoma. Sorry, I was Googling Sooner Magic, trying to figure out what the hell that meant. Look no further than Tuscaloosa, Alabama. Ooh. Wrecking the homecoming. Nick Saban in this. He's like, fuck this. I'm going to LSU.
Well, hey, so I mean, I think it's a fair question, right? Who are you more confident in to make the college football playoff right now? Oklahoma or Alabama? They're both 8-2. Oklahoma's got the head-to-head and one on the road. I'm not saying Bama's out.
Yeah, I don't think Bama should be out, but yeah, I mean, if you have to pick one, you have to go head to head, right?
I just mean, like, are they for sure going to win at Auburn? I mean, Auburn looks good. Or how about Oklahoma, Missouri, LSU to close us out, both at home? Who are you more confident makes the playoff?
Oklahoma right now. I mean, you go to Knoxville, you get a win. You go to Tuscaloosa, you get a win. Yeah, right now I'm feeling like the Sooners are on it, right? You obviously can't take your foot off the gas. This offense is still a train wreck, right? I mean, but this defense is phenomenal, and they've got it. They've got a little bit of that lady luck on their side, and sometimes that's all you need to get to the postseason. So, Mike, this is what we signed up for, right? We still got teams. Like, we got Texas and Georgia kicking off, right? And
yeah.
Shit, Texas could win, right? And then now we've got another team that's still in the college football playoff mix here mid-November.
Right. Yeah. Oh, man, it's getting messier by the second. Shout out A&M, the only undefeated team in the Southeastern Conference, conference-wise and regular season-wise as well. They already were that. But I saw the statistic, Shane. I want all the cousins to be aware.
Yes.
No, even though A&M won, they are not a lock for the SEC championship game. According to the SEC, they made it be known. I don't know the rationale necessarily of why this is, but no team heading into the final weekend of the regular season can clinch the SEC championship. So, meaning it's all going to be decided. Both participants will be decided the final weekend of the SEC. And buddy, that's all we've been craving for years when it's been Alabama and Georgia locking it up by October 28th. You know what?
Exactly. You know, it's going to be nice when they have to cancel a hotel reservation. You
know? Hey, shout out Sooners, wide receiver 14, Boomer effing Sooner.
Hell yeah, man.
There's only room for one crimson clad school in this conference. Back to back Alabama state champions. How about Brett Venables, Shane? He's undefeated against Auburn and Bama.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. I mean, and we talked about firing this guy. You know what I'm saying? So I just find it funny, you know, because coming into the SEC, Oklahoma expected to win games like this. This shouldn't be an upset, you know, in their minds. But the other SEC fans only had year one to compare it with. And they're like, hey, yeah, maybe Texas we worry about, but Oklahoma, they'll be fine. But then they go to, like I said, Neyland at night. They go to Tuscaloosa at night. They made this a huge event, right?
Yeah.
And absolutely, I don't say got waxed, but that Alabama was running for – Ty Simpson's going to have nightmares tonight about that defensive front, brother.
I know I am. Hey, shout out Nick Anderson. What a point here, Shane. The last two teams to beat Bama at home.
Yeah.
Former Big 12 teams, Texas, and – well, no, that can't be right because Georgia just – didn't Georgia just go in there? Or no, it was reversed. Bama went there. So I think he's right. I think it's Texas. I think it's Oklahoma. How about that?
Unreal. Man, those Sooners can't lose, right? They're just playing with their – this whole season they've been playing with their food, you know?
Yeah.
They didn't even need Mateer to sit out. Like, he didn't even have thumb surgery. They're like, you know what? Let's make this interesting.
I think it's fair to say Oklahoma didn't even play that well.
No, they didn't.
They were opportunistic. They were making plays when they had to. So it's not like – I'm not suggesting Bama gave it to them. I'm saying that they've made the plays when they were out there. But I'm saying, particularly on offense, Oklahoma played below their standard and still won.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, intentional grounding / that. I mean, that was a doozy.
They were getting some home cooking in there, weren't they? Yeah. Was Frank Sankey in the building? I don't know. Was he sitting next to Saban?
Oh, they're not used to this down there, you know? The fans, I just love kind of the shots in the stadium. They're just not used to this type of atmosphere. So, hey, but this is where we're heading, Mike. We have got it feels like we're getting closer to the end of the season, but we still have so much that can be unveiled here in the next week or two, brother. So, yeah, no one is set. Nothing is set.
And here's a look, Shane. I just think this is kind of fun. I know there's big games still to be played here.
Yeah.
But here's an updated look real quick at the SEC standings. A&M, of course, number one. Bama remains number two at 6-1, but Georgia can surpass them here. Ole Miss right there, Texas, Oklahoma, Vanderbilt. I mean, what a train wreck this could be all in the top 11. Well, Vanderbilt, all in the top 14.
Yeah.
Man, this... And they try to act like the Little Tens of competitive football league. You know what?
How does Tennessee get in? How do they get back in?
I just think that's great, don't you?
Oh, I love it, man. I love it. You know, and we're sitting here, and we got games going on, like the Florida and Ole Miss game. I found that hilarious that Coach Lane Kiffin was celebrated by both fan bases. You know?
Well, hey, we know Auburn.
Yeah.
All they want in a coach. What do they want, Shane? They want someone that can beat Bama.
Yeah, there he is.
Did they go hire Venables? give him
all the money.
Yeah. Back the Brinks truck up to Venables' house. I'm just kidding. But, you know, that's going to be quite the – yeah, you're right. I mean, hell, the guy's closer to a contract extension than he is getting fired. You know what?
Oh, yeah. Hey, well, let's real talk here, man. We said going in – like, we said Oklahoma had the toughest schedule. Arguably the toughest schedule. Florida was right there,
yeah.
But toughest schedule in the country. And we said, hey, they got to start off with a 4-0, you know, potentially 5-0 go here, right? And that's their best case scenario. Dropping Texas and Ole Miss, we were kind of out, man. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to sugar. I said, it wasn't out. It's just, man, you had Tennessee on the road, Bama. You've got Mizzou. You've got LSU at the time. LSU still had Coach Kelly. But where are you at now with probability that Oklahoma wins out?
Wins out?
Yeah.
80%.
Damn.
Because, again, hell, South Carolina almost beat A&M today.
Yeah, yeah.
So we can't go too far, right, and be like, easy. You know what I mean? Missouri's got a defense. LSU's got a defense. That's about all they got on both those teams. But, well, Missouri's got a good running game, too. So we'll see what they look like. Is there a give-in? Do they quit?
Yeah.
Maybe that changes the calculus. LSU, I wouldn't say a good win, but they won today, so they have not quit either. So
right.
I'm certainly not a lock, but it's looking good. It's looking damn good for Oklahoma.
Rest of their home, right?
Yes, sir. Both at home. Missouri and LSU at home.
I mean, this is as good as it gets right here. If I told the Sooner fans that you've survived two losses after November 15th, they're signing up for that because they feel like this is an opportunity to – could you – golly, Mike. I mean, I seriously was ready to fire this guy, and now I'm looking at Oklahoma as a potential college football playoff team. Still blows my mind. And we're not playing the best football. I feel like early this season – that's the Oklahoma we're trying to get back, and if that kind of gets into form late November, early December, whoo, buddy, they may not only be the team to make the playoff, but they may be the one nobody wants to play.
Now, let me ask you this. I think they always want Texas to lose, but I think it helps them a lot if Texas loses tonight.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to have the same record because you lost to them, right? So, again, I don't think – if Oklahoma goes 10-2, I think they're locked to get in.
Yeah.
But if there's, again, we keep going to this scenario. What if there's like 5 or 6 10-2s? They're going to take Texas over you because they beat you. So I don't know. If I'm a Sooner fan, and I think you already do it anyway, like I said, but I'm really rooting for Georgia tonight. Does that make sense?
Yes. No, I got you. Absolutely. Well, I think they do that anyway.
But hey, if you needed any more reason, maybe you were feeling guilty. You're like, come on, brother. But no, not tonight. I think you want Georgia to win by 50 points tonight if they can.
Let me flip it on the other side, Mike. What is the probability Alabama doesn't make the college football playoffs now?
Oh, I think it's high.
Yeah, really?
I don't know. Let me think here for a second. But again, they haven't looked good the last couple since Carolina.
Yeah.
They didn't look good against Carolina. They didn't look good against LSU. They just lost. Now, they lost to a good team. Mm-hmm. They'll beat the hell out of the Blue Panthers. But then going to Auburn, they're fighting. Jordan Hare at night, probably. Yeah. I don't think we've got the kickoff yet. Crazy things happen. If Auburn plays like they did against Vanderbilt, I know they lost. There's a real shot. I think Auburn wins that game. So I'm right now I'll say 50-50.
Yeah. How many spots do you think they drop? I know we got some other teams we got to fight with out there, but
right. Bama right now is 4 in the playoff.
Yeah.
Oklahoma's 11. We're going to have to that can't stand. Oklahoma's got to be above Bama. So I'd say Bama is 9.
Yeah.
I'm just guessing, right? And then Oklahoma will be 7.
Yeah.
How about that?
Where do you put Iowa in this situation?
Out of the fucking poll. Come on. What are you talking about, Iowa?
Oh, man. But hey, it ain't up. Yeah.
And shout out this guy. He gave us a membership, and he's here even though his team – I think he's the truest cousin out there, JR and Stephen Up.
Always showing up for them boys the legend. In Tuscaloosa. It's Stephen Up. Roll Tide.
I mean, he shows up. It don't matter if his team. I mean, we're laughing at his team. I'm not really. It's not like Bama's done or anything.
Yeah.
Bama could win the national championship, I wouldn't be surprised. Would you?
No. Bama just didn't want to get in the mix of that SEC championship. You
want the week off.
Yeah, they want to go ahead and remove their names off this so that they could just focus on the playoffs.
Now they are still alive though, Shane, for the SEC championship.
Oh, really?
That was their first loss in conference.
That's right. Florida State.
So they're still very much alive. A&M, of course, is the lead dog here. And Bama beat Georgia.
Yeah.
So they've got the edge on Georgia still. Now, Ole Miss could muck this all up. Texas could really muck it up.
Yeah.
Because Texas only has one conference loss, too. Again, we need Bama needs Georgia to win.
Yeah.
Because now you got the head-to-head over Georgia.
I'm a little worried about Alabama, man. You know, I at times I felt like Ty and mainly Grubb, I just felt like there was some great play calling there on the offensive side.
Right.
I thought the defense was feisty. I mean, honestly, the defense did everything they could to win this football game. But this is 2 weeks in a row, man, LSU and at home, Alabama, that they've just not looked as good, you know, weeks 2 to 5. So it just feels like we're kind of going in the wrong direction here at the wrong time. It's like one team, Oklahoma's getting hot at the right time, yeah, and Bama's not.
Could you imagine Texas, Oklahoma in the SEC championship?
Texas, oh man, what would you call that, you know? Can we just move it out of Atlanta?
No, I think it's got to be there, I think.
Yeah. No, that'd be good. They're gonna let Obivo in there. I just thought that was funny. They're like, yeah, we can't do that. And there's a fucking car in there. I'm like, come on, man. Hell, I'm in here, you know.
All right, buddy. Anything else before we hop off here?
No. Looking forward to it. This may not be the last one based off the last, you know, couple of games here. So look forward to it. So keep those notifications on if anything crazy happens. We're looking at you, Longhorns. Ball's in your court. We'll be sure to jump on.
Absolutely. Appreciate each and every one of you. And if we don't do emergency pod, we'll be back for the power rankings tonight. Yeah. Good luck. I have no clue how I'm going to rank these teams this week. You know what?
That's right, man. RIP to the black hoodie, right?
Oh, yeah. Get that shit out of here. Boober.
Soon.
Hey, buddy. This beer's for you, Mike, and Cousin Shane. That SEC podcast loves the pirate, and the pirate loves that SEC podcast. Hail State.